Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check out the website, and you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, the 7th day of June. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning all y'all out there in Douglasville.
Out in Douglasville.
Out there by the mall and I-20.
Harbor Place.
Harbor Place, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question for you before you do this.
What?
And Noelle did this. This is her fault. And so she can jump in here, too. If you give me three, I will say five, just three, of what you believe are the most beloved TV characters in the history of television, you can't give me that list without putting Carlton on there.
What made you bring Carlton
because
up?
Because this is his song he dances to, right?
We planned because today is Tom Jones' birthday.
Okay, and Carlton is
born on this day. His television show was a hot mess back in the day.
Tom Jones TV show?
Yeah, man.
Seeing him on shows. I'm trying
no,
to think
he had a show.
Okay, I believe
this
you.
This is Tom Jones was a show that would come on. He would sing. Oh, he would
move
love
around
that.
Them tight pants.
And the women that would sit in the front row of that thing.
You mean
would
our
just,
mothers?
Would be just, oh my goodness.
Mama,
man.
What you doing, Mama? Shut up, boy. Get over there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
but
God.
You know what I'm saying? All right, we'll get off the tight pants. But if you had to name three characters in the history of, when this dude shows up places, people just smile.
Well, yeah.
They just
smile.
Yeah,
has that effect? Right? Has that effect?
The
right?
Downside is he ain't work. I mean, he has to do these you know reality shows or these host shows. He can't be a character.
Yeah.
Because nobody
will see him as anybody else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a blessing and a curse.
It's true. True.
But when he walks into a room, people just smile.
Well, he got a gig. He's doing what the America Top Videos.
That's what I'm saying. He's hosting these shows.
He do something like a game show or something like that, but as far as acting
stuff. His buddy never put him in none of his movies.
Yeah, but that's just, you know. I mean,
But, I mean, listen, we're not going to have a telethon for him.
Not at all.
But it's just.
Not at all.
But you haven't given me your other two.
Oh, I don't, you know.
Beloved all-time across-the-board TV characters. If you had to choose. Like, rest in peace. I think Red Fox was another one of them people. He walk into a room, people just smile. Rodney Dangerfield's another person, but he didn't have a TV show.
He didn't have a TV show. Somebody like Lucille Ball. I think everybody loved Lucy. You know, I
mean, no pun intended.
Well, yeah, right. You know what I mean? So, I mean, somebody like that. And somebody or Andy Griffith. Somebody who's, you okay. know, the shows are never, are always on.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Mary Tyler Moore, okay. Yeah. Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, also, yeah, exactly.
Even today.
Yeah.
Even
no,
that
yeah.
thing with Chris
People
Martin.
Love Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, man.
Me and Carol Burnett.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
I don't know until she sued, what's his name, from Family Guy.
What?
She went after Seth MacFarlane.
I'm okay with that.
When they put Carol Burnett in Family Guy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. I mean, you know, if Outkast can get a lawsuit for using the name, then, you know, anything's fair game. So go get your money, Carol.
Speaking of, see what Outkast is. Shout out to Andre.
Yeah.
Andre was doing pop-up concerts with his flute in parking lots around town.
And people pulled up and said hi, so you got the whole the
Could
set.
You imagine if he did that today at the Rick Ross car show?
Wow, yeah, that thing would
now
be
Now that would be something.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have to shut the highway out.
Yeah, really. You have to shut everything down doing that. But yeah, that's big stuff. And that's where I'm going to start. Things that are happening. As far as high school sports go, you know, this is the year time of year when you have the 7-on-7 season for high school football. It's not, you know, the real football, but the guys are out there playing and competing. And you got the big one. They just had the one down in Carrollton at West Georgia yesterday. I think Carrollton High School won that one, so shout out to them. But you have the basketball summer leagues that are taking place all around the area. So young folks are busy. They're competing. The Corky Kale 7-on-7 is coming up next week, June 10th and 11th. We have that one. They're going to have one over at UGA. That's going to be a big one as well. So those are big 7-on-7s. We'll keep an eye on those as well. Shout out to events taking place around the area this time. We're talking about the Rick Ross Car Show. That's down on Old National down. They call it Promised Land. And I know Greg Street's going to be down there. And what we talked earlier, we hope the bison are put away and they don't come out and scare the people.
No farm animals on the highway.
We hope we don't have them running out there around. Just a little ways around the corner from us, Virginia Highlands Summerfest, two-day things going on. The 40th anniversary of that, Atkins Park Arts Market, Kids Fest, 5K. And then Searsucks and Sundresses, shout out to my brothers, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, going to be over at the Home Depot backyard. Folks in town for this event. I know we're threatening rain later on today. I hope it holds off. People have a good time. D-Led going to be over there probably in the Searsucker with his bow tie.
Yeah.
And we have a good time. Also in town, we want to shout out because our former colleague here, our friend and colleague here, Hugh Douglas, is back in town because they're having the Black College Football Hall of Fame tonight. Over at the College Football Hall of Fame, and the inductees this year are Henry Dreyer from Grambling State, Rashawn Matthews, Bethune-Cookman, Jaquay Nonnelly, Florida A&M, Dominic Rogers Cromartie, Tennessee State, Jay Skywalker, my buddy from Howard University, quarterback there, and Coach Fred Poplong, Wiley College, inducted tonight. That's going to go on this evening, and they had a big golf tournament this week, and Hugh has been down here for that. So and Hugh has been following on Instagram. He hit Bucky's on his way on his way down.
I passed it on the way back, two of them, and I didn't stop. I'm sorry.
But Hugh Douglas hit Bucky's.
Okay.
While he was down there. So shout out to Hugh and all of the other Hall of Famers that are being honored and them having just a big celebration this weekend. Something happened, and you know, late yesterday, and we're going to hear a lot about it because ahead of this college football season and just this college sports year period, we finally got some clearing. The judge okayed a $2.8 billion settlement paving way for colleges to directly pay players. Now, a lot of people have known this has been out there, the chance to do it. And, of course, here in our neck of the woods, that's a big deal because we want to know what does that mean for this thing that's taking place with college athletics, the transfer portal, the NIL. They're trying to put guardrails on something that started without guardrails. You know, and so they're trying to do it, and they've gotten inside, they've made some legislation. They have a person who's going to be over this, Brian Seeley, is coming over from Major League Baseball. He is going to be called the College Sports Commission, and he is going to be the CEO of it. And they're going to see if they can't, you know, reel some things in. Set a certain number that schools go from, especially in your major schools. They're going to have more, obviously, than your schools that are in your non-Power Four conferences or your Group of Five conferences. But trying to level some things out as far as, I guess, the money they have to pay. My thing is this, what about the real NIL? Because I've always separated NIL from the bag. You know, there's NIL in the bag. I do not put them all together. Some people do. I don't. You know, the bag is stuff like, in the NIL is when you see somebody on a billboard, they're doing a commercial spot. We watched the, March Madness. We saw all those players get those, you know, chicken finger commercials or whatnot. Mm-hmm. That's NIL. So how does it impact that? Is what, you know, I kind of wonder as far as that goes. You go to the schools that position themselves with more companies to be partners, you know, so that there's more of that type available, legitimate NIL. You're going to see people on billboards. You're going to see people saying, come join me at so-and-so after the game on their social media and get it that way. what else happens, because we can see this, but we all know we got this in, this is supposed to be in place. Somebody's already figuring out some ways that we can have another little advantage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nature of it. So, I mean, how do you do that? How do you do that that's going forward? To me, it's a big question. But they passed this. Like I said, they have someone who's going to be above it, since nobody wants to respect the NCAA. We keep NCAA out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how it impacts, you know, college athletics. I mean, surely, you know, they figure, you know, your football and your basketball programs will get the lion's share because they supposedly they bring in the most money. But I mentioned before, we just had a player on this Texas Tech softball team. She's getting $1 million.
Right.
You know, to pitch softball. At the collegiate level.
But the traditional places you've noticed aren't attracting the way they used to, because these kids are finding out, like the basketball phenom who's coming up. I think he chose Utah. It was last year. It was one of these
Utah
kids coming out.
BYU.
BYU. All right. So he's going out there, not one of the traditional powers, one of those places where the top basketball recruits land. And what he said was something that was interesting. And it gave you reason to pause, and it was that I never realized how many millionaires are out here in BYU land.
Yeah.
And you're going to find that with every university that you don't normally hear talked about as far as areas. This country is just it has these little pockets that you don't think has all this money concentrated there, and these players are finding them out because they're reaching out to help their communities. They want to bring these eyes and this sport and the focus on it to their areas. Again, places that heretofore weren't big powers with those sports on the collegiate level. But you're right. What was it? 2.3? Well, where's it at here?
$2.8 billion.
$2.8 billion. They got to pay back, and then there's going to be a $20 million cap moving forward.
Yep.
For all the schools.
I always thought certain things should have been capped anyway, especially like incoming players, you know, or freshmen, you know, or something like that. I think it's almost, you know, you got a salary cap for rookies. At the professional level.
It's a professional level.
At the professional level, right.
Okay.
Is if you're going to treat it any way like the
whole
same
whole different constitution, though, in place now. That might change, but it's again, a whole different situation, even though they all could be falling under the professional umbrella, right? But it's how we do professional over here versus how you do professional over there. And that's what we're watching. The moving parts to this, I have said repeatedly, it's like the staircase in Harry Potter. What's going on this week may not be the case next week.
But you know, one thing that really made this happen, one of the things that helped push this along, are really those boosters and those alums at those schools who saying, okay, you're coming back to me for another $1.5 million this year. Are you going to come back another year because we need to get this player from this place? You need another $1.5 million. You know what I mean? So, I mean, can you sustain that? You know, whatever whale you're going to bring up that bucket, is that bucket going to still come up full, you know, each and every year? Or can you get a bigger bucket because you got these other players that you want to bring in and have under your roof? And can you sustain that? And that's something that people like Nick Saban have railed about. So, yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens with it.
Well, the beneficiary in the immediate of all of this is going to be Texas because they've got the latest championship. The ladies won last night. Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So now moving forward, there's going to be these players who are going to want to come there and the money that they're going to put up. We know Texas got deep pockets. So that's just, like I said, it's just going to be really interesting to watch all of this play out over the next couple of years.
Yeah, well, that too, and just how it also impacts the transfer portal. We got basketball teams that lost everybody at the end of last season. I think Indiana, everybody split. In a program like Indiana.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, let's see what it does.
They don't do what you say. They don't pack your patience. They don't pack their patience. What's his name got fired last week? Dallas Stars, their head coach.
Yep.
Couldn't wait. Y'all couldn't get to this finals? You're out.
Well, the firing up in New York.
Yeah.
The Knicks.
That's a whole other episode of Oprah, because I think Tibbs went in there and said something. He told them their business. Because this makes sense. And they made the biggest mistake at all with that team. Not him. It was World Wide West and Dolan, you know, giving it a stamp of approval and the arrogance that permeates throughout that Knicks team. They just don't care. I drew an analogy. They're like the Wrigleys when they owned the Cubs. They had a place that they knew was filled every day.
Yeah.
So why go out and spend a bunch of money on free agents? That was at least the Wrigley's thing until they sold it and Ricketts took it over. And the next thing you know, a few years later, Cubs get a World Series. But we haven't spent much time talking about that, but we're going to talk basketball with Terrell Thomas. These NBA finals coming up at 10 o'clock hour. But up next, Karen Pestana. There is a final getting ready to get started in Roland Garros, and she's going to talk about the French Open. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg, Saturday the 7th of June. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. All right, I promise no more long-winded stories. I just really got worked up about that whole thing that happened in Chicago with that person who has friends.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
All right.
Nice family member. But anyway, that's not why you called. Karen! How are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
I was fine. I went to the Second City this past weekend, and I was babbling about a story and a guy I saw this week earlier, but you weren't listening, so we're not going to. Well, where is actual home for you? Where do you go when you want to remember the teenage Karen or the even before that Karen? Where was that?
I grew up on Long Island.
Okay. So that's about, what, 30 minutes from where you are now?
Yeah, 45 an hour, depending on the traffic.
And has the neighborhood looked the same, or how much has it changed since you were? That's what we all do. We go back and we marvel at how things have changed over the years.
Yeah, well, it's funny because a couple of years ago we sold my late parents' house, and all the families that were there when I was there, they're still there, but it's not them, it's their kids or in some case grandkids. But I mean, of course, there's always new buildings and whatnot, but and people redoing their houses. But it's pretty much stayed the same, I have to say.
Okay. All right. That's a good thing, though.
Thing, you know? We don't know that. We're learning things about our relatives,
our family members.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Karen, we're just like you. We're sitting here, and we're here in the studio, and we're watching this women's final that's about to take place. Thoughts about what you expect to see here this morning?
Well, I think for both of them, they both have some similar types of issues. It'll all depend on certain things with them. Both of them, issues with their serve. Are they going to actually get first serves in, not double fault? Also with the errors, both of them can be prone to errors. So it really depends who is serving better, who is committing fewer errors, and who is basically concentrating on the court and not having a mind wander. Because even though they have different styles of play, they have similar issues in terms of some errors and their serving. So I think whoever can not have the fewest errors, I know this sounds ridiculous, fewer errors is the woman who's going to win the match.
Is there one that had a more difficult path to the final than the other that may have them better prepared for this?
Well, this is tough to say. In terms of Coco, I mean, she had to play Madison Keys a couple of rounds ago, and you're like, that's like a major final, and she's seeing her in the quarters. That was a tough match and a very error-prone match for both ladies. And as far as Sabalenka has been pretty steady this tournament, of course, with the exception of playing Iga Swiatek. That match was a back-and-forth match, a really tough match, and beating the queen of clay and stopping her from getting a four-peat is something else. But again, as I have to emphasize, for both of them, the serve, whoever's serving better, committing fewer errors, is going to win this match. They're 5-5 head-to-head overall, and 1-1 on clay, 1-1 in majors. It's so close. It's just so close.
Those who are listening to the show and don't know the little intricacies and the nuances of Roland Garros and playing on clay, you talked about these guys and their serve. Is the serve the thing that will be exposed by this surface if it's not on point going into this for these two players? Or is there another part of their game? We know speed is not always the same in the hard courts or grass like Wimbledon as it is on clay. What is it that this surface at this final will expose if these guys aren't on point?
Well, the thing is, with a clay court, a lot of times the tear by two is not even. So you're gonna get quirky kinds of bounces. So even though, you know, oh, it looks like a normal ball's coming in my forehand, it hits a divot or something in the clay and then it veers off one way, you have to really be on top of the ball because you don't know which way it's going to bounce on clay sometimes. Sometimes it's not consistent. So you really have to pay attention. And I think in that respect, if you're playing like a backcourt kind of game like Coco plays, and she's used to it, they both play decently on clay. So I think it's going to be who can win the rallies, whether they're long or short, and not make many errors. That's the thing for me.
Yep, spending time on the Waypoint.com hotline with Karen Pisana, Tennis Panorama News. She is social. Always find her at Tennis TPM at Tennis TPN. The men's final is all set. Greg has a smile on his face because of who's not there. Is this the men's final you expected to see coming up tomorrow?
Yeah, I did expect this. I mean, they played a final in Rome a couple of weeks ago, and they say that Rome's clay courts are the closest in consistency to the Roland Garros courts, so I am not surprised by this final whatsoever. In terms of looking at both of the participants, Alcaraz beat Sinner a couple of weeks ago in Rome. But I think, honestly, that Sinner has played this tournament better than Alcaraz has. So, you know, it's tough. I mean, it's really tight between them. But I think I would probably put, if I were a betting person, I'd probably put money on Sinner. But I think it's going to be a five-set match. I really do. Sinner is just, to me, overall, he's just playing more consistently. Carlos, you know, he can be up and down, and he has all the talent in the world to be the, I mean, he's one of the best players. Sometimes he's not there. I'll just put it to you that way. But it really, really either man, but I would say Sinner because he's played more consistently this tournament leading up into the final.
I ask you both this question because I think he's done. He's not going to get any more majors. We'll see what happens, but I absolutely believe that. So where do you put Djokovic as far as those guys? You got to win a match, and, you know, we play this game in barbershops and all kinds of other places. Where does he land as far as the all-time greats for you, Karen?
For Djokovic?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, he has to be number one. He's had one more majors than any other man. He's won Davis Cup. He's won the gold medal in the Olympic Games. He's won year-end tournaments. He's been a number one in the world for a record 400 and some odd weeks. I mean, there's no question that he is the greatest male player. I mean, you can't not say he isn't. I mean, yes, people have their favorites like, oh, I love Nadal or I love Federer or whatever. And you can say, yes, they're among the greatest, but you have to say Djokovic is the greatest.
Yep, and I think that's where he lands. Followed a number of people who kind of debated that this week, who they would be, and he ends up at the top of the list. And because of what he's done and accomplished, you put your personal feelings, you know, aside, you know, if you don't, you know, like some things that he does or is represented personally. But with his talent and what he's done on the court, he's earned that part.
Is the argument the players he went up against, and even for me, I have to kind of throw my hands up in the air because he did play against Federer, he did play against Nadal.
Yeah.
They weren't at their peak, but they were still top players, and he came through them. As much as I hate to admit it,
yeah.
It's like holding my
right,
nose.
Right.
It's like saying Barry Bonds, the all-time home run champ.
Yeah. Oh no, no, yeah.
You know what I mean?
With the Barry Bonds stuff.
Yeah, some people say like Larry Holmes being heavyweight champion. Like, well, who did he beat? All the great heavyweights that kind of like faded from the scene by the time Holmes showed up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
And Tyson too.
Was not the case. It's not the case here. You know,
that's what I'm saying. That's what makes me want to walk.
Yeah,
in the chair,
I mean, you
can't.
Got three guys, three of the greatest, all playing against each other and just beating each other up. And here they are, all of them with at least 20 majors. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. I mean, Federer with 20, Rafa with 22, and Djokovic with 24.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Again, Karen Pastana joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Karen, you'll be happy to know I got this little nugget for you. I saved it. Happened on this date. Sam, it happened on this date.
On this date.
Oh.
Chrissy.
Okay.
Chrissy beat Martina for her 18th and final Grand Slam, which was the French Open.
French Open.
And it was her seventh.
Wow.
Yep.
My question to you.
And that's record for women in terms of winning the French Open in the open era, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, do those two and the rivalry they had make you think about the records? Again, we talked about Djokovic, and he went through those other guys. I don't know if he had a rivalry with one of them, but Serena never really had a rival other than her sister. Correct? Coming up?
Yeah, that's true. And people tried to make light of other players.
Yeah, they tried to make Sharapova.
Every time Serena would play Sharapova, people would make a big deal out of it. But the thing is, Serena only ever lost to Sharapova twice the whole career. So
yeah.
It was just so ridiculous. They were just trying to, you know, boost ratings or whatever. Every time we come, oh, rivalry. It's like, what rivalry? You only lost to her twice? Why is it a rivalry? That used to drive me insane.
You know, that's true. Is there at that time? And just, well, that's somebody that really changed the game, though. You're talking about changed the game because if you wanted to compete with her, it became a whole different agenda as far as your preparation and the way you had to get ready to play.
You're talking about Serena?
Serena, yeah.
I think that started with Martina.
Yeah,
she was the first one lifting weights.
You know, she lifted weights, but yes, she wasn't around to go and be with her. And also, Steffi Graf came out on the heels of Martina.
Was, yeah, that was,
you know what I mean?
Else.
And that's the thing. I think Steffi and Serena maybe only played once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's the matchup that we would deny.
But Venus was better than Serena then, and she played up against didn't she play Steffi?
A number of times.
A couple, but not that many. Yeah, they're not – if they were – I mean – Graf, they played a few times, but you know, you couldn't really say it would have been any kind of a rivalry. I mean, if they had both played at the same time, oh, definitely it would have been such a really good rivalry. But they're, you know, different time periods.
Yeah. Want to give a shout out to our home folks here, Taylor Townsend. She made it to the finals with Evan King. It's like, you know, put her out there for doubles, give her a partner, and it's kind of like she's going to get you to the finals. She didn't get to win it all this time, but a big shout-out to her, too.
Whoever pairs with her, they know they're getting somewhere because she's such an excellent doubles player.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to sit back and watch this. Coco wins the first game, but they're just getting started. Karen, enjoy the finals this weekend and all, and thanks for the time during this
thank
French
you,
Open.
Thank you. And you know who I miss? Arantxa Sánchez Vicario.
Oh, man.
See, you didn't think you'd hear that name when you woke up this morning.
Oh,
there you go.
Right?
I miss her. Her and Gabrielle Sabatini. Them legs.
Yeah.
enjoy your day, Karen.
Oh, you too. Bye.
Bye.
See you later. I do. I miss them. We can talk about, you know, this one, but those two.
Gabriella Sabatini went into the fragrance business.
Oh, she could do anything
she
wanted.
You know, I'm serious. You got different lines of where was I? Went somewhere, and they had a whole counter of stuff she was marketing.
She could have been selling street tacos. She's got my business. Sam and Greg, we have got a special guest joining us next.
Yep.
Folks in Decatur could not be prouder of the native son, Jackson Buchanan. He has qualified for the U.S. Open, and we're going to speak with him next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, June the 7th. And we whip out some Bing Crosby. We hit out straight down the middle. And we are still efforting our golfer guest, trying to get in touch with Jackson Buchanan, who qualified for the U.S. Open. So Jackson, if you're listening, give us a call.
An interesting story. You got three golfers from Georgia who qualified, and he's one of the three. So it's great to hear from him. And it's a big honor to get a chance to do it. They had to do qualifying at the Piedmont Driving Club, which is an awesome layout if you haven't had a chance to see it. And, no pressure, but he went out there and did what he had to do and ready to go. Went to Buford High School and University of Illinois. Just finished his senior season, and he's qualifying this, and this will be his professional debut. Well, what a place to.
Well, not if you don't call us up.
It'll be your professional debut. It's taking place June 12th through 15th. It's going to be at Oakmont up in Pennsylvania.
That's just, talk about a place to play. Man.
Yeah.
But the amount of things that must be going through his mind, not just with the obvious. But then where do you go? I mean, it's all the things that come along with playing in that world. And I can't even fathom what it's like in the beginning. Because what we know is once you start, just getting into the grind, you start approaching a private jet world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Think about that when you're sitting in your dorm room. Right.
That's what you're aiming for.
Exactly.
Right. That's what you hope for.
But when the sponsors come and then you play these places. But as you said, it all begins that first time you hear your name when you're standing at tee box number one.
That makes it real.
And there's people there.
Right. 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 that makes it real. Cameras. All right. Mm-hmm. Think about it, because there's a lot of things around these places. Like we talk about. Tennis, you can go out and play tennis, but you put yourself in that section with that crowd, and then that camera's all around you.
Have you ever done that?
Doing what?
In any sport? Have played in a charity event where there's a bunch of people, whether it's tennis or – I know you don't play golf, but I've been at a couple events where there's just a crowd of people there around the hole, and it does get you worked up.
Yeah.
If you're not used to it. That was one, and then I threw out a first pitch once.
Okay.
That was okay. That was actually, I did it in front of the mound. It was Georgia Tech. I threw it to Jason Veritek, of all people.
Oh, nice.
Wasn't it? Yeah,
That's nice.
Didn't get worked up about that, but that golf one, you don't know where that ball's going
to
go.
Well, you're supposed to know. That's why you're there in between the ropes. Because that's what everybody's watching.
Again, this person, you don't know where that ball's
supposed to be the greatest in the world, and we're all watching. And that's the thing. But Jackson is one of three Georgians to qualify. The other ones, Will Chandler, went to Marist, University of Georgia is there. And then the most intriguing story is 17-year-old Mason Howell, who's from Thomasville, and 17 years old, he is qualified for the U.S. Open. Can you imagine walking in to the locker room? I guess they got a locker room. You go in there, you change your shoes, put your shoes on, you're sitting next to – you're 17 years old.
Here's the thing, though. You don't got there's no Tiger anymore. There's nobody on the tour right now.
But you've been watching, and just to be in the room with these guys, I don't care. We're thinking about Tiger. I'm not talking about
just being
Jackson.
In the room's enough.
And I'm talking about this kid who's a 17 year old that's getting it.
Right.
This.
But there's no name that makes you get weak in the knees. It's being in the room. The first time you walk into the room, wherever it is over there at Augusta. That's the thing. You find yourself at St. Andrews, walking in that room to prep for that. That's what makes you nervous. You walk out on that little bridge there, it takes you. That's the kind of thing. Rory's one thing, but I don't think there's
anybody. You don't know who these guys have watched, though. They ain't seen much of Tiger.
They grew up watching replays. They haven't got to watch him live.
They know who he is, but I'm saying they haven't seen him play a lot on TV. They're guys that these guys have seen. We're talking about a 17-year-old.
Again,
get people that he has seen on a regular basis. Scheffler's a great player. It's going to be awesome to him. I'm not talking about to us. I'm talking about to a 17-year-old.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. I'm just saying that the Scheffler, it's kind of like if you were a NASCAR driver and you walked up and saw Dale Earnhardt versus Jimmy Johnson. You know what I mean? Dale Earnhardt's going to make you weak and he's going, oh, my God, even though Jimmy Johnson's won infinitely more. there's the Tim Duncans versus the Kobe's.
But, okay? but that's who they've watched, though.
No,
Greg.
I'm just telling you that
they probably saw Jimmy Johnson. They've heard about Earnhardt, but they've seen Jimmy Johnson. I'm just saying they've seen the film of Tiger. They watch the Shuffler week to week a little bit more.
We have our guest. We have is Jackson ready to go? Jackson, we've been talking about you, man. Where you been? No,
Illinois.
How are you, sir?
I was getting mixed up. I thought I was getting a call from you guys. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right.
They didn't give us your number, man. We couldn't call you. So
just a little confusion.
Okay, it's okay. All right.
We got you now. Did you get a chance to hear any of what we were saying?
I did not. No.
Well, we'll just
you gotta update me.
Well, again, we'll start from the beginning here. This is Jackson Buchanan from Decatur, Georgia, U.S. Open qualifier. One of the things that my partner had brought up and wondered what it must be like for you to think about when this happens is when you step to tee number one and you hear your name announced and you see the people waiting to see you, are you going to be able to stay focused and not send that ball into somebody's forehead like I would do?
That's a good question. I've been in some pressure situations, but, you know, this one's going to be on another level. So I'm a good golfer, but I bet you're going to be able to tell that I'm a little nervous. So hopefully the driver is going straight.
Yeah, you're just finishing up your senior season at Illinois, and you're from this area. First of all, how you end up up at Illinois?
Because Champaign-Urbana is a beautiful city, oh, Sam. Man. I'm from Illinois there, Jackson. He don't know.
How you end up there, man?
He doesn't know.
He don't know. He don't know. Tell him. Go ahead and tell him.
Champaign's the place to be.
That's right. He's a fighting Illini. You better watch your mouth.
No, I Coach Small up there at Illinois gave me a great opportunity, and he has one of the best golf programs in the country. And I was sort of a late bloomer to the junior golf world and the golf world in general. So, you know, he was the best school that recruited me, and I needed a coach like him in my life, and it wasn't really a hard decision. I kind of went, you know, made the decision to go there pretty quickly, and it's been awesome. It was awesome this week.
I'm sorry, Jackson Buchanan once again from Tequila, and now a qualifier for the U.S. Open, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My question is, and I wondered this all along, whether it was you or anybody else, versus playing at a college out west or down south here, what is it like during those winter months when you still want to participate in practice?
Yeah, a lot of people ask that. It's Illinois golf and the weather, the hard weather is kind of part of our culture. Just being tough, you know.
That's right.
We don't care if it's 25 degrees and blowing or 95 and humid. We're going to go out there and we're going to beat you. So that's kind of our culture. And obviously golf is, it's better when it's warm. So it's tough. But if you're up there thinking, oh, this weather sucks and I'm not practicing enough, like it's going to weigh you down. So it's just all the positive mindset and being tough. Obviously you like to get out and play a little more, but with what Coach has done, it doesn't seem like it really affects us.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Jackson Buchanan. We're proud of this guy. He's one of our area folks, locals folks. He's qualified for the U.S. Open. It's coming up at Oakmont up in Pennsylvania. It'll be the 125th edition of the U.S. Open. Talk about getting there. Talk about your qualifying round. I understand there was an albatross involved. Your qualifying.
It's a long day. It's 36 holes. The course, Piedmont Driving Club, there, just south of Atlanta, is a great course and hard to walk. So it was a long day, and I knew coming into that back nine that I had a chance, and I had to get to maybe 12, 13 under. And then I made it albatross. That put me at 14 under, and I was like, holy crap, okay, I need to chill here because this could get real. And then I finished strong the last eight holes, and it's a long day, but you look back and it was like, oh, it went by fast because next thing you know, you're qualified. So it was a long day, but I played solid golf all day and didn't get too ahead of myself.
All right, Jackson, not everybody in our audience plays golf. Tell them what that is, what an albatross is.
Golf? Oh, an albatross.
Yes.
It's a par five. Par five, longer hole. You can't really – sometimes you can get there within two shots. Sometimes you can't. So it was a shorter par five. Hit a good drive, and I hit my second shot from the fairway, 205 yards. and I made it, which would be two strokes on a par five, which is three under.
Yes.
Which is very rare.
Exactly. And, yeah, again, the name Albatross. Who Sam and I speculated on this. I went to the obvious. I don't think that there's that kind of person on tour right now, but who is that person when you walk into clubhouse, wherever, you name it, across the country, and you see this particular player? Who is that person that's going to be that makes you stutter and stammer that you have just been watching since a kid?
Without a doubt, Scottie Scheffler. I mean, I just admire him, who he is as a person, and how he plays golf and how he treats people. It's just, he's an all-around guy, and he's a competitor, which I admire a lot. And, you know, I saw him last year at Pinehurst, and I probably looked like an idiot. I just kind of stared at him for 5 seconds, and he gave me a nod and said hi, and I don't think I answered. But this year, it'll probably be the same thing. I'm playing against him, and I'm a pro, so I got to be a little more chill. But that's, you know, when I see Scotty, I'll definitely, my heart will skip a beat probably.
All right, I owe you 20, Sam.
All right, there you go. You talk about pro. I think this is going to be your pro debut. Is your first pro tournament?
Yeah, pro debut, yes, sir.
Wow. Talk about crazy. That, because that's the goal, going all the way back to your, you know, your junior golf, is to be able to be a pro. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to make this step and to make it in, of all tournaments, at the U.S. Open?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I'm blessed to be, you know, athletic, and the game kind of came natural to me. But I never really thought I would be a pro. I never thought I would be good enough. That's hard to do. And then got to college, got better and better, and then realized, you know, it's a possibility. And then, you know, fortunately turned pro kind of right after school, and first qualifier, U.S. Open qualifier, and made it. So this is going to be a great way to start the journey off, and I couldn't be more pumped.
You let him give him a shout-out to his school. You went to Buford, right?
I went to Buford High, baby. Let's go.
My thing is, where was your favorite place to play around the Atlanta area or in North Georgia?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Is it?
I always give a shout. It is. I'm not like a big golf course guy, so I'm not too picky, but like one course I always give a shout out to is where I started over. It's called the Chimneys over in Winder.
Okay.
That's where I started, and I got to give a lot of credit to that place. The nicest course I played in the Atlanta area is probably Peachtree Golf Club. That place is sick. It's Augusta-like and very private. I'd probably say that is the number one.
All right. Okay. Now, you know what you're going to have to start doing now that you're a pro and you are from this area. We know that there's that little tournament that happens in April over there in Augusta. And we hope that you can.
Looks like he says the voice changes. Yeah. I know.
Well, and hopefully he'll be there soon and you know, get that trophy. But you know about Oakland Cemetery, don't you?
Oh, what is that?
Okay, Oakland Cemetery is part of the Atlanta Historic Society. Oakland Cemetery is the place of three very famous residents, they call them. One is Maynard Jackson. Mm-hmm. One is Maynard Jackson, one is Margaret Mitchell, writer of Gone with the Wind, and the third is Bobby Jones. I did a video for that place about 10 years ago, and the people who run that place take me into a room in the back, and they have huge garbage cans, those plastic huge garbage cans you get at Home Depot, and they are full of golf balls. For decades, golfers have come by Oakland Cemetery in April, and then possibly also at the end of the season now that you got Eastlake. And they have put their golf ball with their name on it on the Bobby Jones headstone as a tribute.
Wow.
So you're going to have to start doing that now, dude. You're going to have to, when you come through, you got to come to Oakland Cemetery. And you know, it's open year-round. They have events there, too. But, yeah, you got to put your golf ball with your name on it on Bobby Jones.
Yeah, I got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Jones is a legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Right. And so all the pros do it. You are now a professional, so take your time. And then you got 6 feet Under, which is a restaurant right across the street, so you can have something to eat over there.
Have something to eat while you're there.
Jackson, we can't thank you enough, man. And we wish you nothing but success.
Good luck, man.
Health and wealth and all of that good stuff, man. And just go out there and grab it all and enjoy it.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Greg. It's going to be a cool experience, that's for sure.
And we will all be watching and rooting you on there. Once again, this is Jackson Buchanan from Tequila. He's getting ready to take on the U.S. Open and just take on golf.
Yeah.
Overall, man. And, hopefully not stutter too much in front of Scottie Scheffler.
No, though, hopefully.
But that was a good one. Listen, again, we wish this guy nothing but luck. Coming up, 10 o'clock hour, Rick Limpert. We got Father's Day next week. This is what he does. He comes on here and lets everybody know where you can get some great deals on Father's Day gifts. We're going to talk some NBA Finals up next, though. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.